it's time to take off on the Award Travel 101 podcast. Helping you maximize your travel rewards, no matter your destination or budget. Now here are your hosts, Award Travel 101 community managers, Angie Sparks and Joseph Petrovic, to help you do extraordinary things on ordinary money.
Welcome to episode 64 of the Award Travel 101 podcast. I'm Award Travel 101 community manager, Joseph Petrovic, and Angie is out working on moving. So today I'm joined instead by Award Travel 101 moderator, Jackie Wisniewski of episode 8, and Award Wallet editor-in-chief, JT Genter of episode 7. I want to apologize in advance for some of JT's audio. Despite staying in a $1,000 plus per night hotel in Mexico, on points, of course, his Wi-Fi was in and out, so some of the audio got lost in the recording. But we wanted to discuss perhaps the most powerful tool in award travel today, and we'll jump into that in today's highlight feature right after this.
When it comes to award travel, earning points is easier than redeeming them for the best value. Rather than spending hours per trip searching on your own, let Thrifty Traveler Premium's army of flight analysts do the work for you with their customized premium alerts. Since we're seeing award space to more locations than we've seen in years, you will know that you have a partner you can trust watching out for you and that you're getting a great deal every single day from Thrifty Traveler's premium alert service.
Whether using miles or points, or you're just looking for a cheap cash flight, Thrifty Traveler Premium will send customized alerts just for you. Just recently, with the help of Thrifty Traveler's Premium Alerts, I was able to book the brand new Japan Airlines A350-1000 in business class to Tokyo for just 60,000 American Advantage miles and $5.60. I booked previous alerts like Emirates Business Class from Milan on the A380 for 73,000 points, Iberia Business Class to Venice for 34,000 points, and business class on ITAs, or you might recognize it as ITA, brand new A330-900neo for 54,000 points from Rome to New York City. So if you want more premium deal award alerts sent straight to your inbox, head on over to thriftytraveler.com and use promo code AT10 for $10 off your first year and tell us where you're hoping Thrifty Traveler Premium will take you. So this is funny that the Award Travel 101 podcast aired back in February of 2023. And unbeknownst to me that we would be doing this episode over a year later, the two of you were back to back in episodes 8. Jackie was with us for the first time. And in episode 7, JT was with us for the first time. And we're going to get into some community stuff here in a little bit. And we're going to start out with our post of the week, which was by Jennifer Jacobs. And that comes by way of a post that I put into the community earlier in the week. And it was about community because 5 years ago, I met up with 10, there were 10 of us in total. I met up with 9 other Award Travel 101 members in Atlantic City to do a status match, which is kind of my kickoff into this space. So I thought it was kind of fun to do that. But Jennifer told a story that we should definitely be aware of. And Jackie, did you catch this in the group?
No, I missed this this comment here, but I agree. It's one of those lessons you want to learn from someone else.
Yeah, she basically went on a stay and she was talking about how she got started in the space and why she did. And she went on one of these vacation stays where she went to a so-called vacation club. Most people would recognize those as timeshares. They went to the thing saying, hey, we're going to say no, we're going to say no, we're going to say no. And a few margaritas and beers in, here they were signing the contract. Fortunately, the one thing that they do is they get you on these things early so that you don't have time to back out. But most of these contracts have a 3 to 5 day window to back out. JT, have you done one of these before?
I did a story way back in 2018 or 2019. blue green. Yeah, sat through the Swiss service. Actually, no, and it works. Oh, we can probably get some value of that aspect of it. And then, you know, I thankfully, as soon as they put the first number down, I was like, oh, that's an absolute no. Like, there's no way we're gonna pay that much for that. But I know a lot of people do, so that's why they give those free vacations.
Yeah, there's definitely something about these that I just, maybe I can say no through it, but I just back out myself. So I'm not going to ever go to one of these. There are definitely opportunities where, you know, if you definitely have a strong no game and there's a, you know, maybe 150,000 Hilton points or something large, could be worth doing, but just to definitely be aware that there are things you want to pay attention to. And if you think you're one of those people who might not be able to say no, don't go to it.
They're definitely not for me. Absolutely not. I would never put myself in that position.
That's smart.
So let's hop into the news because we have a lot of things to cover here today. JT, we have AwardWallet's roundup of airline and hotel program sweet spots, a great post members should be saving to their post to keep an eye on.
Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of the roundup I post recently that we have a bunch of these sweet spot posts, but people don't know where to find them. So we want to put them all in one place. And these are like the best uses of all sorts of miles from America to Alaska to even like Korean sky. What are they called?
Skywards, I think, is Emirates.
Yeah, that's definitely Emirates. I'm drawing a blank on that one. It's early and I had too many of those margaritas at the all-inclusive resort last night. So not thinking 100% today. By the way, hello, Perfect Dreams, Jade Resort in Cancun, KBI, or down here for the weekend. We have all these sweet spot posts covering all the sweet spots from, you know, programs. I think there's like 60 of them in there. It's program specific, but also some best uses of like Hilton points for like budget stays or Hilton points for luxury stays. We really have a bunch of information in a lot of these posts, and we have this one post to kind of link out to all the options.
Yeah, and there's so many cool sweet spots that, you know, we try to help Award Travel 101 members with every single day in the group community. And, you know, this is just like a nice place to have everything all in one place, just so you can kind of go remind yourself like, hey, I have Alaska miles. What can I do with that? Hey, I have Delta Sky miles. You know, so many people rag on Sky miles and justifiably so. You know, there are a lot of terrible redemptions with Sky miles, but, you know, every once in a while, there's something that's really cool that comes out. I was able to book Korean in their prestige class for my brother and sister-in-law. You know, it's not that it's a super long flight. I think it's like a 2.5 hour block time or something like that. But it's a lie flat seat for 15,000 sky miles versus like $800 a ticket. So, you know, there are definitely these redemptions you want to watch out for and you want to save this post. Next, we have something we talked about last week. Angie and I discussed how global entry was increasing come October 1st, but we also have one of the credit cards, one of the first issuers has announced that they will credit the difference. Jackie, did you catch this?
I did see that. And I was wondering what would happen as a result of that increase, because the global entry benefit is certainly one that I've used not only for myself, but other people within my sphere, given the way you could use that credit. So that was a good note to make.
Yeah, we all have so many of these cards that cover these credits. And one of the things that we'll have to talk to Award Wallet about is, do you think other issuers will be soon to follow Citi's lead? This was on the American executive card, one of the cards that is in my card portfolio, has this. Do you think others from Chase, Citi, Amex, others will follow?
Oh, absolutely. I think all the card issuers were blindsided by the fee increase. I don't think they were given a heads up about this when that news broke that the fees were going up and being standardized. I mean, I know a lot of people like getting Nexus because it's just $50, but that's going all the way up to $120, while global entry is also going to $120. When that was announced, we reached out to all of our card issuers, sent a bunch of emails to all of them asking, you know, what they're going to do about this. And all of them were like, we'll get back to you. Like, it was very much like they seemed very much blindsided by that. So Citi wins the prize for being the first mover to increase their reimbursements. But I can't see the other ones not matching it. I'm guessing that they're kind of begrudgingly doing so because they don't want to shell out that much more. Or they're probably working on whatever that back-end partnership is, if they've got a deal with customs and border protection for not paying the full amount. I'm not sure, but we have seen they're working out what those next steps are.
Yeah, so the other card that covers this is currently the City Prestige. So you can no longer access this card if you are not a current cardholder. But for current cardholders of the City Prestige and the American Advantage Executive Card, those cards will cover that. And maybe I'll try to get my global entry back next time I'm eligible for this. And finally, ending with some good news, we have a whole post on credit card offers over 100,000 points. There's at least 15 cards on this list, and 100,000 points used to be a thing of the past. That was never something when I was coming up in this space that, you know, if you saw a 100,000 point offer, you were jumping all over that thing. But today it seems to be a lot more prevalent. Do you think we'll be seeing any more of those offers coming soon?
Yeah, I mean, as we all know, the cost of redeeming points for stays and flights is going up. There seems to be the valuation in seasons. We definitely went through one. But the good news is that the ways of earning points continue to go up. So yeah, I can only imagine this will continue to increase the number of cards that are offering these big bonuses. Yeah, I remember when I first signed up for my first card, which was like a Chiefs Inc. way back in 2015, and it was doing a like record-setting 70,000 points. and that's kind of like quaint right now. Yeah, I mean, most of the cards that are offering over 100,000 right now are going to be the Hiltons and IHG, ones where the points aren't as valuable, but there are definitely some transferable currency ones, several transferable currency ones where you can make that 100,000 Delta miles or higher points by which card you sign up for and where you transfer it.
Jackie, what was your first 100,000 point card?
The CSR, the 100K CSR is the one that hooked me in. And that's when my P2 and I just started dating and we were dating long distance. So I told him that he also needed to jump on this offer so we could make this relationship work. So yeah, our first sort of dip into award travel was with that CSR 100K.
I remember missing out on both that and the platinum business platinum offers. I think those were back in 2015-ish, 2016, sometime around then. And I was too scared of the minimum spends at the time. And just I kept saying, well, how will I ever be able to do that? And today, you know, 100,000 points, most people is a lot of times it's not even moving the needle. I mean, some of these cards you see 150, 170, 190. I think there's been even some really targeted 250,000 point flexible point currency offers out there, which is just insane when you think about it from the times that we've started in this space. So
absolutely.
That was pretty cool. Check out that post on Award Wallet. We'll definitely link into that show notes. And speaking of 100,000 point bonuses, let's hop into what bonuses did we get? So start us off, Jackie.
Yeah, I'm working on a 100,000 point bonus right now. So I grant that United business card when it was offering 100K. It's only $5,000 in spend over 3 months for a $99 card. So wanted to make sure I grabbed it at the time. And at the same time, P2 is working on a United personal card. So we should have a really nice stash of United points in a couple of months here.
Yeah, you definitely can do some things with 100,000 miles. It's definitely not as good as when, again, we started. But, you know, the fact that these things have all gotten more expensive, the fact that the bonuses have kind of matched the increase to some extent, and especially if you're doing domestic travels, this is where I find that I'm getting a lot of the value because short notice, you know, maybe a few weeks out or a few days out even, you can find some saver awards where the tickets are pretty expensive.
Yeah, definitely. We've always thrown ways to use United miles. So looking forward to kind of doing some international travel with this haul once they all come through.
Cool. JT, we haven't talked in a little over a year on the podcast. What's new with you? What new cards are you working on?
Well, so Katie and I have a combined, so just for background, Katie and I have about 60 open accounts. So we're running out of cards to sign up for. And you know, for most of the Amex ones, you know, our lifetime, we're waiting for our lifetime to reset, which it seems to be like around 7 years in practice. But you know, definitely make sure if you get that pop-up, the Amex pop-up, that you won't get a bonus. Make sure I factored in on opening card. But yeah, so we just signed Katie up for a Wyndham business card, which comes with the Wyndham Diamond status, which will match over to Caesars and hopefully later this year go to Atlantis on back-to-back stay. So I have had that Wyndham business card for a while. I've done this. We have our annual trip down to Atlantis, the Bahamas, for free with an asterisk, you know, before gratuities and resort fees. So it ends up being like $75 a day, which is still pretty darn good for a hotel room in the Bahamas with the cool water park they have there. But we're hoping to make our stay this year a little bit longer if both Katie and I both have a free stay to redeem, and we hopefully can do back-to-back. And 100,000 Wyndham points would be great for Mikasa vacation stays. And we found value you talked earlier in the show about like these intra-Asia flights that you booked for your brother. In Asia, like Wyndham points can actually go pretty far, especially in Korea. We've had some stays like in the heart of Busan in South Korea for like 15K Wyndham points. And actually there's a 10% discount if you're a Wyndham card holder. Uh-huh. So it ends up only being 13,500. So really niche uses, but Wyndham points are definitely nice to have.
Yeah, that's something that I haven't done with all the Caesars matches, and I'm trying to line up that Caesars match because I have the diamond status through that as well with the Wyndham Business Earner card. And unfortunately, the bonus wasn't quite as high when I got it. But, you know, the fact is that that card can easily pay for itself with its annual retention offer that it just automatically gives you with the 15,000 points. You get the Caesar status. And if you go and do that, we talked last week about matching over to win and getting platinum status and then heading on over to, I don't know if I'm saying it right. I say it Fontainebleau or whatever the heck they call it over in Las Vegas, the newest hotel in Las Vegas. Then you can't do that. And there's like $300 worth of credits for matching win over. So, you know, there's definitely some cool things to do with that. But like you, my P2 is also in Amex pop-up jail, and I've been trying to get her a new bonus because there is a bonus, a referral bonus on my cards where there's 10x on dining for the next 90 days. And I said, okay, well, 20,000 referral points would be nice, but 10x on dining on a dining card. So the Amex Business Gold was the card that I was looking to refer my wife. I tried 5 or 6 different applications, and she kept getting rejected every time. She didn't get rejected for the card. She got rejected for the bonus. So they are obviously saying, hey, you know, we don't like whatever it is that she's doing. But I found a way around that, and I got her the Lowe's business card. No bonus, nothing exciting there. Although there actually is something exciting that I shared in Award Travel 201 that was kind of a little bit of a workaround to make that a little bit more valuable. If you have something that where you're purchasing things through Lowe's itself and you have real purchases through Lowe's, you can actually make value out of that. But I got her a car that had no bonus, but it doesn't affect her 524 either. So now I'm eligible for that. And I have a big spend coming up here that I'm anticipating will earn me probably about 110,000 membership rewards points coming up here in a few weeks. So that's pretty exciting. The other thing I did is that my annual certificate, I mentioned last week that I'd spent the 15,000 on my World of Hyatt card. So I earned the 1 through 4 certificate. And the other thing that came due is that my annual fee came through and got my other one. So I got a second 1 through 4 free night award certificate. And that allowed me to swap out a 2-night reservation I have coming up that we will be talking about in San Antonio, because we'll be introducing our next meetup there in San Antonio. And so I have my hotel booked, and I swapped out my points with 2 free night award certificates, got 36,000 points back. So pretty excited about that. And we'll talk more about that because our meetup in San Antonio is 1 week from today. Jackie, are you excited? Are we ready to go?
We're ready. We're ready. We've just got some last minute touches to put on the event, but I was actually down at one of the venues yesterday to make a few test charges and get a better feel of what we'd be walking out with. So hopefully we'll have beautiful weather in San Antonio. Northern Texas has been gorgeous lately for the most part. It was about 78 degrees yesterday. We sit on the patio of the Friday night reception venue and just having a really nice afternoon. So looking forward to gathering our members for a pretty like action-packed weekend and a lot of fun award travel tips and stories as well.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons that I really enjoy the space is getting to meet up with other members and talk about all the cool tricks we can't talk about online and learn how to just do the whole award travel loyalty and all of these programs better, how to do everything better in the space and get more value. And that's what the Award Travel 101 community is all about. That's why we have this podcast, is so that, you know, members can learn and listen and hear things that they might not have thought of themselves, like referring their spouse a Lowe's card, even if they can't get a bonus, just so that you can get a bonus without actually signing up for a card. So, you know, doing stuff like that, that's all the kind of things that we talk about. We have some great speakers. We have Justin Vakula of the Hurdy Gurdy podcast. He's going to be talking about some ways to increase your spend through casino apps and how to be able to generate some massive points. I think he spent over $1 million through those apps at a net cost of maybe $1,000 loss or something, $1 million through casino apps last year. Just incredible, you know, being able to do some of that stuff and generate spend. We have Ryan Smith, Award Wallet contributor and editor, Ryan Smith speaking. So he'll be talking about some different tips and tricks, as well as his travels and getting through every single country in the world. We have former admin and moderator Toni Perkins-Salsom. She's going to be speaking about some stuff. And then we have a special guest also who has been supportive of what we're going to be discussing next in the Award Travel 101 podcast. So this guest will be helping members to find ways to spend more maybe and generate more points and miles to do all the fun things that we love doing here in the Award Travel 101 community. So can't wait to see everybody there. We are sold out, but we do have some members who are no longer able to attend. And so we do have some tickets that they still have available. Reach out to one of us or check out the post that I will be sharing here in the notes. If you want to pick up their tickets and attend the meeting with us, if you can attend kind of on short notice, there is a lot of information in the group and on our Eventbrite at the Hyatt Regency San Antonio on the Riverwalk. It's going to be a great time. And with that, let's hop over to our highlight feature. Chicago Seminars. We mentioned a few weeks ago, 2024 date, the new location announced. So the reason that I have our two guests on today is that they are contributors to Chicago Seminars. They are helping to organize the event in Chicago. And tell us a little bit about the changes, and we'll jump into Chicago Seminars here in a little bit. But JT, you want to jump into some of the changes and why we're moving?
Yeah, super excited about this year. For the last 13 years, I think it's been, we've been in Holiday Inn in Elk Grove Village. And I don't think they put much money into that property the whole time. Yeah, the whole point of Chicago Seminars is getting a bunch of nerds together to share tips. And that's the draw. The hotel has never been the draw. Yeah, so we're super excited. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency ORD right there by the Chicago O'Hare Airport. They've got a shuttle that runs every 15 minutes, I think it is, which is much better than the once an hour over at the Holiday Inn. And also, it's a wonderful property, the Hyatt Regency. I think they have like over 1,000 rooms. It's a massive, massive property, but you get a bunch of smart people in the room. And it's not just the presentations, but there's tips and tricks that you get in the hallways. It's like the Award Travel 101 meetup. There's tips that aren't being shared online because they would die very quickly if too many people found out about it. So there's incredible amount of also diverse speakers. We're trying to get everything from speakers who can really talk to beginners all the way up to like those advanced things, MS stuff that we really, people can't blog about because of agreements with the credit card companies. But we can talk about it in these presentations. So super excited about this year's changeover to a nicer near hotel. Our hand was kind of forced this year. We were working with the Holiday Inn. I'm nostalgic for that old crummy hotel because that's been like the place where it's always been held. So we were trying to work with them this year, but unfortunately, new management, they weren't playing ball. They wanted a huge increase in the amount that they're going to be charging for us. And we started running the numbers, and I'm trying to remember how many hotels we reached out to. Chris Moss is an event planner by trade, so he reached out to a ton of different hotel all around the Chicago O'Hare area. And the cheapest, the best one for everyone was the one that was probably the most obvious from the start, which is the Hyatt Regency right there by airport.
Yeah. So let's jump into the one negative that people, I guess, will probably, you know, bring up. And if there's anything negative at all to bring up, is they're going to jump in about the cost increase. So last year, the Chicago seminars was $175. It is a $125 increase to $300. And that's a special pricing through when?
Through the end of May at this point, so May 31st.
I think one thing about the move to the Hyatt as well is, you know, the quality of the conference space and what they're offering us has made the value seem, you know, the driver of the value is definitely in the quality of the experience we're hoping to share with the attendees this year, as well as the convenience to O'Hare. It's going to be a lot easier to kind of start your adventure as soon as you leave the airport, as JT mentioned, with the fast shuttles. And we're really looking forward to stepping it up and giving our attendees an experience that where the value does match what the offerings are.
And one of the things that I think is important to notice about this is that while the price of the event has increased, again, you're talking about a massive increase in value in the hotel experience all by itself. Jackie, you're a longtime IHG hotel fan, but this hotel is going to certainly step up the game.
Absolutely. Yes. And we had noticed, you know, even in this past year that other, you know, members were opting to stay at Hyatt's for, you know, reasons those of us in the award travel community know well, that Hyatt is a brand that's near and dear to our hearts. So we're hoping to, you know, give people the opportunity to either use their points or earn points, you know, on the cash rates and nights towards their travel goals as well with that program. So we're hoping that it'll be much more aligned with our attendees' needs and wants.
Yeah, and with so many people having status too, that's the other thing is you think about it. And I'm sure there were a lot of attendees who went and matched to IHG to get the ambassador or gold, platinum, whatever it was. And IHG has never been strong on loyalty program benefits. I know they've improved a lot over the years and there are some things, but you know, how nice is breakfast going to be at the old Ratty Holiday Inn versus breakfast going to be at the Hyatt Regency, things like that. And even if you don't have status, there are so many of us who do and who will have it. You know, you could always make some friends and might be able to join somebody for breakfast at the Regency.
Definitely. Yep. We are so looking forward to this year. We had over 300 attendees last year. I think one of the things that I was particularly proud of is that about half the attendees were female as well. And if you've been to any sort of travel meetup, you'll know all too well the value that comes from networking and meeting new people. And what I really appreciated about Chicago seminars was, given the size, you have such a diverse group from different walks, different sort of groups that we don't necessarily interact with on Facebook.
Right.
So the community extends beyond, you know, what we see in our ecosystem. And I think that's really what impressed me the most is all these different kind of sub-communities coming together for one event. I raised a lot of money for charity. Last year, we raised over $17,000 for our charity partners, which was really, really cool. And then just once again, I started attending meetups about 4 or 5 years ago. And never in my wildest dreams would I expect that the people I met at these meetups are people now that I'm traveling internationally with a couple times a year. So, you know, I made lots of my best travel partners and friends through these meetups in this community. And I'm excited to bring that same energy and bring new people into the fold for this year as well.
Sometimes it's nice to talk to strangers. It's incredible, those tips and tricks that the strangers might be able to share. So it's not to talk to strangers, but it's incredible the people you'll meet at these meetups.
Yeah, I think going back to the thing that Jackie had mentioned earlier is that, again, this is a charity event. So there is no one making any money here. All the speakers are on their own dime. The organizers are on their own dime. So anything that is generated that is in excess of the cost of the event itself is something that's going to charity. And have you announced the charities as of yet?
Not quite yet, but we're excited to engage new charity partners as well as, you know, leverage our existing community and make a difference as we, you know, all get together.
I really want to hammer home the nonprofit status. Again, as you said, like this is, no one is profiting off of this. Organizers, this is truly a labor of love that we're putting this together. There's enough left over that we do try to get the speakers. We will reimburse their hotels, and if we can, at the lost amount of travel, those costs as well as the hard costs. But any profit that's generated from this is given to these worthy charities. Last year, a lot of time, we got a great grant from United through Miles for Migrants. And so we raised a lot of money through the charity raffle for Miles for Migrants. That is a great organization that is near and dear to our hearts, especially since one of the people leading it over there is a Word Wallet blog alum. We are super happy to support that organization and other charities that we'll announce.
Yeah. And another thing I want to draw attention to is the Chicago Seminars is 3 days of in-person programming. So starting from Friday, where we have some of our keynote speakers, the reception, we've got concurrent sessions on Saturday. So you can kind of pick and choose what you're interested in. And as well as we run a pretty full program on Sunday as well. So 3 full days of content. We'll host networking events, panels with some of your favorite speakers, with lots of Q&A, so you can pick their brains. And everyone's pretty approachable. You'll be able to see some of these speakers walking around and, you know, make sure you engage them and ask them questions. We're all here for the community, as once again, this is a charity event and we're here to give our time. We're super excited to bring everyone together.
I think it's also interesting that you mentioned the diverseness, because I remember when I first started in the space, there was a certain type of people that were pretty much presenting, and you didn't have a lot of diversity. There was, you know, a lot of single guys in this space, and the fact that you're bringing a lot of folks from different backgrounds together and doing this, I've learned a lot through the space, but I tend to fall into that group of those stereotypical white people that were running this space for so long. So the fact that, you know, this white man is not the only person that you can learn from, whether it's family travel, single travel, solo travel, you know, there's going to be people of all sorts from all backgrounds. And again, they're going to be able to share their experiences. And that's how you can learn from that. You can learn, you know, hey, I traveled through Asia, and you know, we brought on a lot of new moderators into the Award Travel 101 community specifically for that reason, is to give more diverse views and viewpoints. We can't all just learn from, you know, one way. There are some basics you can learn from, but you can certainly improve your experiences through everybody else's experiences as well.
Yeah. And in this year, you know, as part of that approach of making sure that our speakers and our panels reflect the diversity of our community, we actually have a call for presentations on our website at www.chicagoseminars.org. And there's a form you can fill out, and you can either propose a topic for yourself to present, or if you have an idea for a topic you'd like to see at Chicago Seminars, but you don't necessarily want to present, we'd love to hear that as well. So go ahead and check out that website. There's a section called Call for Presentations, and that's where you'll find that form link to submit your presentations or your ideas.
One of the other draws for Chicago Seminars is that the Hyatt Regency Award is a Category 2 property. So standard award rates are just 8,000 points a night. I don't think it'll be off-peak. It might be peak, but still, you're talking under 10,000 points a night. The cash rate for that stay, just the walk-up rate, is about $190 all in. So you can create value of your Hyatt points if you're able to use them. You can obviously use like Hyatt Leverage, which is a small business thing, to reduce that rate. There's some ways of saving the cash rate, but the points is a great deal. If you aren't finding award availability at the time that you're searching, there's some great tools that you can do that you can set up alerts so that when award availability opens back up, you can hop on it. So we share a lot of those type of tips at Chicago Seminars, like super nerdy things like, you know, setting award availability alerts, things that, you know, travelers who are just looking to book now not ever see that great redemption. But if you know how to set those types of alerts, you can jump on great deals.
So tell us the exact dates and information about the Chicago Seminars 2024.
Yeah, so if you've got a blank space on your calendar for September 20th through the 22nd, check out chicagoseminars.org to find more information about our event. We'll be announcing our 2024 speakers soon. But to give an idea of the programming that we offer, we still got the 2023 speakers on our website. We are also available on Facebook. We've got a Facebook group called Chicago Seminars, the original Points and Miles event. We've got over 750 members there talking about their plans and getting ready for this year's version of Chicago Seminars. So feel free to join the discussion there or check out more details. Once again, that's www.chicagoseminars.org.
And I'm pretty sure most of the entire Award Travel 101 team will be there. So I don't know too many of our team who said they wouldn't be there. So if you want to meet the mods, the admins, everybody here who is supporting the Award Travel 101 community, obviously JT is going to be there. Jackie's going to be there. I'll be there. Angie will be there. We have a lot of the folks who are going to be there. We are happy to meet up with members and talk shop. It's such a fun time to do. And I've attended these. It's been a while since I've been, I think over 5 years. My last one was in 2019, right before the pandemic. And other things have kept me from there. And obviously, they've been shut down for a little while. So, you know, it's always a fun time to meet up with other folks who share your same interests. And that's why we love these meetups. That's why you should join us in San Antonio. That's why you should join us at our next meetup, which we'll be announcing in San Antonio. That's why you should join at Chicago Seminars, is to meet up with other folks. And it's that networking ability. You know, when I first started attending this in 2018, I'd never imagined in a million years that I'd be helping others learn how to use these travel and loyalty programs to better their travels. Over 108,000 members in the Award Travel 101 community today. So it's always amazing to be able to say, hey, I started here, but now, you know, I'm able to do so much stuff. I have between now and August, I have over 2 million points worth of travel booked that would cost something in the neighborhood of over $100,000. So it's just incredible knowing that learn and do so much different stuff that would have never been possible before. And it's things like Chicago Seminars that help you to do that.
This makes me think of the Grateful Deadline, right? What a long, strange trip it's been. Quite the journey over the last few years. You know, Joe, I've been with the Award Travel community for about 4 years now as moderator and joined, I think, right around when you did it a few years before that. So being here in 2024, we've got, you know, a couple meetups on the horizon, very closely, you know, related to Award Wallet and the Award Travel communities. And that, you know, we've been so involved in getting these communities and travelers together has been so rewarding over the years.
Yeah, it's again, and like I think you mentioned, there are so many different award travel communities. So there's going to be different award travel communities, bloggers, things of the sort. So, you know, a lot of the people that you've read on the different blogs will be there and have been there in the past. So, you know, you get the chance to meet those people that you read and follow every single day and, you know, learn from them, take what you can get from all of these different sessions and do what works for you. Just because I'm going to Japan this year doesn't mean you have to. I didn't travel internationally for many years. I did all of this and people say, oh, don't use your points for domestic travel. I found ways to do lots of domestic travel way better than I would have ever been able to do before and at a fraction of the cost. So these things can definitely pay out. And, you know, I spent a lot of time. I've said this many times. In 2018, I attended 4 different seminars, including Chicago Seminars, to better myself today. I don't regret it for a moment. Spending that money, investing in yourself to learn a lot of the things that so many others in this space have been doing for years. With that, I think let's hop into our final tips of the week. JT, Jackie, what can you share that is one of your best tips, travel tips or otherwise, to end out this episode?
Yeah, I would say just be flexible and, you know, sort of take your own risk when it comes to travel planning. It's okay to take inspiration from others, but, you know, make sure that you're also investing that time to make sure that you're planning for you and making sure that you are following your dreams versus being heavily influenced by others, right? So don't be afraid to kind of veer off that beaten path and be flexible as possible.
Yeah, and as part of being flexible, that my tip that immediately jumps to mind is making sure to groom your flights and your travel. Like, changes are still seemingly inevitable, and you can use those changes to your benefit. The flight schedule changes, you might be able to get on a nonstop instead of a one stop, or you might be able to travel at a better time. We are down in Cancun now. My wife and I booked a nonstop from Houston to Cancun. That was going to get us here at like 9 p.m. So we're really not, we're going to lose that first day. But we booked a one-way getaway plus fare on Southwest. And what that allows you to do is change to any flight on the same day. And so we ended up woke up at 7 a.m. and checked. And sure enough, availability had opened up on a 9:30 a.m. flight. And so we were on property by noon, sipping margaritas. And we would have still been stuck in Houston for several more hours with our original flight. So learning those tools to set up so you get those award availability alerts or just availability alerts in this case, and knowing those tricks of like how to be flexible, but also like use the terms to your benefit. So taking advantage of those types of deals.
Now that's perfect, because I can actually attest to the fact that I was able to do that for my flight home from the Chicago seminars, because I booked the only decently priced award on United, a nonstop from Chicago to Cleveland, and it got me home. It was like a after midnight flight by the time it arrived back in Cleveland, and they pushed it an hour or half an hour back. So it got back in even later. But it put a travel waiver on it. And so I moved to a flight that was earlier and more convenient for me, gets me home so that I get to see my family before, you know, the weekend is over and before everybody goes back to work and school the next morning. And that flight would have been twice as expensive as the flight I booked. And all I had to do was, you know, switch it over to the flight that was more convenient, because there was a half an hour schedule change. So, you know, that's definitely something that folks need to know, that there are a lot of flexibility that they may not have thought they had. And I think that's perfect to wrap up. And I want to thank you both, Jackie and JT, for joining us here on the Award Travel One-on-One podcast. Again, we'll see everybody in San Antonio next week. Looking forward to it. And we'll include links to the Chicago seminar so you can learn more and get registered before that price increase.
Thanks so much, Joel. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for having us on.
And that wraps up this week's episode. To learn more, you can find us in the free 100,000 plus member Award Travel 101 community. For a deeper dive into more intermediate and advanced strategies, and to get more value from your rewards or current portfolio of cards, our Award Travel 201 community, which is $89.99 annually, is the place to find more outsized value. To book time with our team to build a better award travel strategy, register for an Award Travel one-on-one session today. You can also email us at contactawardtravel@gmail.com. And our meetup next week, Talk About a Fiesta, is located in San Antonio, Texas, Friday through Sunday, April 26th through the 28th of 2024. And while it is sold out, some members are no longer able to attend. So if you're interested in having fun and socializing with others who are like-minded and passionate about award travel while learning more, visit this post linked in the show notes to pick up your last-minute tickets. And finally, when applying for your next rewards card, support the Award Travel 101 podcasting community. Our link is listed in the show notes, and we're thankful for your backing. Safe travels, and we'll see you next week.